KRWG is proud to be involved with the Las Cruces Mayor's Top Teens. Every year, great students who've overcome challenges and given back to our community are honored. And I'm pleased to have with us today Top Teen Lexi Tallman. Lexi, thank you so much for being with us.
Of course. It's great to be here.
You have so many interesting things that you've been involved in that folks have read about or can read about if they haven't had a chance yet to in the Top Teens Annual. I don't know where to begin, but I'm going to start with a group I had not heard of before that you're involved with called World Changers. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a Christian organization, and here in the States, we go into low-income areas in different cities around the U.S. and help people who can't necessarily afford to pay people to come in and fix and repair their homes. We go in and just do what they need to get done. So things like building fences, replacing windows, painting, just all sorts of stuff like that.
And you've had a chance to do this, go to other places in the U.S.?
Yes, I've gone to Casper, Wyoming, and Clovis, California.
Okay. Good point to say California, right?
Because
we think of New Mexico.
Not the New Mexico one.
There's also an international side to this, and you had a chance to go overseas
as well. There is. It was a great experience. We went to Slovakia in Eastern Europe, and there we did a lot of things. Some people went throughout the town of Jelšava and just talked to the people there. I personally helped I played soccer and frisbee and different sports with the little kids, the little Roma kids, who here in the States we think of as gypsies almost.
Mm-hmm. What was that like being in another country and then not only getting a chance to volunteer, but learning about another culture and meeting people maybe you'd never thought you'd have a chance to meet before?
It was definitely crazy. It was a great experience. I met a lot of people, Slovaks and people from here in the States too, that were on the trip with us. I'd say the best part of that trip was getting to see how different our cultures are and how much better theirs is in some ways and how much better ours is in some ways, where we're blessed and where they're blessed. It was a really cool experience.
And what were some of the things that stood out to you as far as differences in our culture?
One of the main things was they don't waste anything there. When we got our meals, some people who live there, who were kind of our guides throughout the town and stuff, they were American, but they had lived there for several years. They told us, the one thing that we ask is that you just clear your plates whenever you get food. And all of us thought that it was an odd thing, but we're like, okay, sure, that's why we're here, to make these people happy. And it was really cool because the people at the hotel who were feeding us were just so happy when they saw that all of us had cleared our plates and finished everything. And it just meant so much to them that Americans, who normally we apparently were seen as a very wasteful society, but it was cool to see how much they were touched that we finished our food, which seems like such a small thing, but it really meant a lot to them there.
What a great example. That's so interesting. In addition to working overseas and in this country with World Changers, you also here in the Las Cruces area have had a chance to mentor middle school students. Tell me about that.
Yeah, at the church I go to, I'm able to help with some of the middle school classes, and there's usually an adult there teaching the lessons, but I'm able to participate, and if any of the kids have questions or if they just need to talk to somebody, there's been a few instances where they've come to me and worked it out that way.
From your own personal experience, would you say that's a really important thing to have someone to talk to who's of a similar age, a little older in your case?
Yeah, I would. It's definitely been a beneficial part of my life, and I would really hope that I helped these kids in the same way.
Okay. Tell me about any other activities that you want to highlight. As I mentioned, you're involved in a lot of different things, so.
Yeah, actually, one thing, I just got certified as a lifeguard and got a job with the city doing that, so I'll start this Saturday, which is pretty exciting.
That's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That should be a lot of fun. What are some plans that you have for the future, Lexi?
Right now, I'm not too sure about the long term, but like I just mentioned, I just got a lifeguarding job, so I hope to do that for a little while. I plan to stay here at New Mexico State and maybe get my EMT certification and do that for a little while.
That's interesting. So how did you think of that as a particular career choice, emergency medical technician, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have several friends who are EMTs in the first responders field, and it just seemed like something that could be a lot of fun and a good challenge to do for a little while.
All right. And I guess lifeguarding, this experience you're getting into, that'll relate too.
Yeah, I thought that might be a good segue into the actual first responders field.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on being a top teen, and thanks for sharing a little bit with us today about the experiences you've had, which led to this award.
Of course. Thank you for having me.